listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey, good morning. We're the Biggs and Barr Show. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Pasty Jamie.
Morning.
I have no idea what we're doing, guys. That guy on the phone got me so distracted.
Oh, we're talking about a lonely man and his donkey.
Oh, right. The lonely guy.
He's not lonely anymore. Listen.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Baldo, ¿qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa?
Sounds like the donkey missed him. Yeah.
¿Qué pasa? Ay, 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 ay.
So they've been separated for months because of quarantine, right? Yeah. Is that a Spain?
Yes. Yeah.
Why are you separating from your donkey because of quarantine?
He wasn't allowed to leave the house, I guess.
Oh, yeah. All right. And it was.
And he's on he lives on a huge ranch, mountainous, not mountainous.
That donkey is hills. So happy to see him.
And because, Baldo, right?
Yeah.
Baldo!
Is that the name of the donkey?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh. Yeah.
Ay, 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 ay.
Play the donkey's so happy. You got to play the donkey noise.
God.
He's so excited.
It's a nice looking donkey, to be honest.
It is, eh? I didn't look at it.
Yes. I didn't look. He's got a nice head of hair.
As donkeys
and
they
call it Baldo.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a weird name because he does have a nice.
Those ironic
so
names.
So sweet. Comes all the way over.
You can actually hear the emotion in the donkey's, what do you call it, whinny?
Yeah.
Whale? What does a donkey make?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, is it a neigh? Do you call it a neigh?
I don't know.
Hold on, go look it up.
Baldo!
Did the donkey not lose,
a bray?
A bray.
A donkey
okay.
Brays. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Of course, yes.
Did the donkey not lose every nature roll of the dice possible? You're going to be the stubby, ugly cousin of the horse.
Yeah. It's badass, though.
I know, but they have to be badass because they had nothing else going for them.
Everybody loves a donkey. All the other farm animals love a donkey because they're there for protection.
Really?
Yeah, they're the guards. They're the bouncer.
How is a donkey a bouncer?
And there's only one of them, right?
Yeah, only you'll see a farm with a load of animals be one donkey. He warns everybody. You get kicked by a donkey, you will die.
Oh, for sure. I got a big kick.
Didn't you ever see that Disney movie where the donkey would kick field goals and stuff?
That's
too?
Not
very talented.
I don't think that was an actual biography about a donkey. I mean, I think it was a piece of fiction.
There's always truth in every fiction.
Okay. All
right. But the donkeys, they're badasses.
Yeah, I love him. Yeah. I just feel bad for him. I'm like, ah, you poor dude. You can't run like a horse. You sound like an idiot.
Yeah.
I feel bad for them.
They are well endowed, though. They did get that.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
I'll
send you a picture.
I can imagine.
I had
big
a friend.
Swingers, eh?
Yeah, when I had a friend who used to work at the Chinkuzi barn.
I think you should stop telling
Brampton.
The story right
no,
now.
No, yeah, yeah. And he used to take care of the animals. And then one day I was just with him. It was a Saturday. I had to go in. And he's like, look at this stupid donkey. And the donkey was showing off.
Right, yeah.
And this donkey used to take care of himself in the night.
Oh, okay.
And
how? He doesn't have hands?
I don't know, man. But there was a
thigh
pool.
Thigh J, Jan. You're back to your thigh J.
There was a pool.
Wow.
A pool.
A pool. Not a puddle.
No.
A pool.
Wow.
Yeah, and my friend had to clean it up, and I thought it was hilarious.
Baldo!
So no wonder he missed his friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed.
He saw the pool.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, the provincial government now highly recommending that people start wearing a non-medical mask or face covering when physical distancing is not possible. Premier Doug Ford says the call comes as more people are taking public transit, going into stores, going outside as things are loosened up. I was in a store yesterday to get some groceries. I did wear my mask.
Yeah.
I was maybe 1-3% of people wearing masks.
Yeah.
So.
Was this guy there?
No one cared who I was till I put on the mask.
He wasn't.
No.
I didn't see him.
Okay. That's a shame.
Hey, New Zealand, considering my idea.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure not just my idea.
I was gonna say.
But I told you guys. New Zealand considering moving to a 4-day work week when the pandemic passes to encourage people to spend more money on their extra days off. Now, if that goes through, other countries are also considering doing it including this country.
Oh, yeah.
Really, eh?
Now, I guess things would still be open 7 days a week and people would just rotate.
So who are the four-day work weeks for? Just office folk?
Probably.
Yeah.
Full-time, like just like any other. Yeah.
Well, I know, but you would need retail open to spend the money. Yeah.
Right.
Of course. That's the whole point.
But maybe people would only work 4 days.
They just rotate,
and
they
rotate
4 days.
Around. So I'm in. Yeah. I'll do it.
Now, when
as
you
long
say
as we keep the same salary,
when you, of course, when you say considering, do you mean like there's like a few thousand people saying we should do it, or
is this
like a government?
Yeah, they're saying let's look at it and see if it would work. You'd try and boost the economy, right? Because people have 3-day weekends, then they're more likely to go away, do things, stuff like that.
Get more in debt,
you know.
Yeah, and it is also true. Isn't it proven that you get more done in a 4-day week anyway because you're pressured to meet those hard deadlines?
And I get way more done in a 3-day weekend.
Oh, yeah,
home,
for sure.
That is true, yeah.
And Wu-Tang Clan in the news again.
I heard they ain't nothing to mess with.
No. They're partnering with 3 Ottawa charities to help them raise funds during the COVID-19 crisis. They love Ottawa.
Yeah.
So they're selling T-shirts, hand sanitizer, and meals through their online 36 Chambers store. I guess the meals would be for New York.
Right.
But proceeds from all 3 items will go to CHEO, the Ottawa Food Bank, and the Ottawa Mission. $280,000 donated to the Ottawa Food Bank in the 48 hours after they began supporting the charity last month.
Yeah.
After they got tagged in that tweet. So
that is crazy.
They really
why
ain't,
they like
ain't
Ottawa
nothing to mess
so
with.
Much, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, they said that the people of Ottawa have loved them and supported them right from the beginning.
I believe their words were, have always held it down.
Yeah.
Ottawa's always held it down,
yes,
has
for
it?
Sure.
Yes.
So.
How many members of Wu-Tang can you name, Jason?
RZA.
Yeah.
GZA.
Yeah.
Is Method Man in
Yeah. Method Man.
I don't know. It's too many.
Ghostface Killer.
Yeah, Ghostface Killer. Yeah, I forgot about Ghostface Killer. Yeah.
Raekwon.
No, I didn't know him.
You didn't know Raekwon. Inspector Deck.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Capadonna.
You got me on those.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. That was pretty good. That was more than you thought.
No, yeah,
right?
It was not bad. It was more than most people. Yeah, it was okay. Yeah.
Sunny at 25 today. Tomorrow, sunny 28. Then Saturday, maybe some clouds as well in 26. And Sunday, they say mix us in a cloud in 26, but a little bit humid. A little BSTL going on there on Sunday.
Sticking to legs.
Yes.
Yeah, gotcha.
Right now, it's 11, and that's the latest.
This is Z-H-E-Z. Ottawa, home of the Biggs and Barr Show, weekday mornings, 106.1. Shay.
The fire rises.
Hey, it's Biggs and Barr Show. Good morning. Hope you're doing all right today. We got a lot to get through. We're going to talk about the reason men have beards, the real reason. And not for style currently. Like,
right.
Why historically men grew beards. It's not why you think.
I'm going to put it out there. I disagree.
It's not just to hide their extra chins like mine.
That's mine. Yeah. Yeah. Or my no chin.
Yeah, yeah.
My mouth neck. Because there's nothing in between. Gives me a strong jawline, this beard. I like it. We'll talk about that. And we're going to start flipping coins for big decisions, apparently.
Yeah, it makes everyone happy.
Well, that's what they did when they hired us, hey?
Oh, yeah. Thank God for tails.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
You know, life full of some large decisions. A lot of weight gets put on people's shoulders. Stress about making the right choice. Apparently, according to a new study, guys, if you make those choices by just flipping a coin, it takes all that stress away and everything's fine.
That's ridiculous.
Like you're going to leave those big choices up to chance?
Says it found that people who left major life-changing decisions up to a coin flip were happier 6 months later.
Those people are just generally stupid.
They're
happier anyway.
Like, should I quit my job? Should I propose? Or should I get a tattoo?
What?
They would flip a coin.
I might flip a coin for a tattoo. No, I would just get one.
Yeah.
Because you've already made a decision.
Like, you already want it in your brain.
Right. Yeah.
Just do it.
That's what they say.
It's a ridiculous study.
Flipping a coin is good to make sure that your initial thought is it. Because if it lands the opposite of what you want,
then
you'll
say,
I'll do it again.
Yeah, flip it again until you get the one you want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is a bogus study.
It's like, imagine flip a coin to quit your job and that making you happy.
But you already want to quit then if you're even asking the question.
I guess.
Like the last time I moved. There were a couple of houses we were looking at.
Yeah.
They're saying that I should have flipped a coin instead of relying on empirical evidence.
And research.
And research and, on yeah, where I would like
taking
to
taking all your boxes. No, just flip a coin.
If it was down to two, I guess.
That's ridiculous.
I don't think I've ever flipped a coin for anything ever in my life, aside from like games with my buddies. Like,
we flipped a coin here sometimes. If there's like a, if we're doing Imprecious or something, then there's two equal ones. We flipped a coin.
That is true.
But that has no bearing on us. That's us making a decision for someone else.
But maybe it's the weight of these decisions. Like, really, none of these decisions matter because everything works out usually in the end anyways, whichever way it's supposed to, right? Like, we all like to claim we have more control over our lives than we do.
Yeah, we have very little control.
So maybe flipping a coin takes that sort of, that responsibility of making the right call that you blame yourself for. You just blame it on the coin.
But, like, well, imagine going home. Imagine you had a family. Like, you go home to them and said, sorry, Dad doesn't have a job because I flipped a coin.
No dinner tonight.
Because I flipped a coin.
Coin said no.
Yeah.
So you just.
So it might make you happy, but not the other people in your life happy. Yeah.
Absurd.
You know who used to use a coin to make his decisions?
Who?
Harvey Dent.
It's true.
Two-Face from Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Look what happened to him.
Is that true?
He lost his whole side of his face. Yeah, that is
true. He did.
That
he flipped a coin.
Yeah, he flipped a coin to decide people's fate. Coincidence that I just happen to have the Bane soundboard.
Well,
open.
You're always one thing about you, Chris, is you're all very prepared.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, that's true. So. I should start using a coin then.
You should.
Yeah,
you would be. Well. You know what?
For all your life decisions.
Should.
Yeah, whatever.
Problem now. Who's got a coin?
That's true.
The Bigs and Bar
Did
Show.
You know there's a reason that men have beards? Not just because all three of us have them. We look awesome and very manly and sexy.
Yeah, people, I guess, assume that it's for warmth, right? Like, that's why we evolved either when we lost all our hair.
It does help.
We kept the facial hair. But apparently there's another study that says it's because to absorb a punch.
Oh. Like, I have a pretty big beard. I think it would do nothing if you punched me in the face.
It might help not have your skin break open if in that area.
Cut
maybe.
Prevention, maybe.
But
it's from the Journal of Integrative Organismal Biology.
Yeah.
So a real science thing. Or sounds like something made up.
Yeah, yeah. They said early humans would fight over food a lot. So it involved a lot of people scrapping. So eventually the beard started growing in his padding. I don't buy it. I don't buy it.
Like, no. I'm hitting myself softly in the face.
Like, what did prehistoric men grow? Like, sponges on their face?
I don't know. They would have to be a very dense.
Like, did they fight every day for food for thousands of years? Like, evolution doesn't just, like, one person take a punch in the face and, my head starts growing a beard.
Neanderthals, Chris.
So every day they fought for food.
For sure.
Punching each other in the face.
Probably
you just hit the dude with a rock, and then you'd never have to fight for food again with that dude.
How big would your beard have to be to protect you from a rock?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Or a stick, even. Someone's foot.
Yeah.
So every day, Neanderthals met up in the woods and fought and got in a big fist fight. Every day. Like, how exhausting would that
be? Well, every day, people had to reach up and reach things. And so over evolution,
they made ladders.
Taller. Yeah, they made ladders.
I'm just saying.
Or they climbed trees.
Like, if the three of us had to go find three people every day and fight for food, eventually we'd just be like, bring a rock.
Yeah.
Like, let's end this. Like, we'll just, we can just go get our food every day.
Or when they were hauling goods back.
Yeah, or you would share it.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, sharing with those three losers.
When you were hauling goods back from doing your hunting and gathering.
Uh-huh. Right.
They probably just carried it back for centuries until somebody invented something like a wheel.
You mean the wheel?
The wheel. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so yeah, they probably did things the wrong way for 1,000 years.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a difference between carrying something and having the brain to develop a wheel than thinking if I end the existence of this thing that's punching me in the face every day, I'll have a much better day.
Maybe they were tied by blood. And they had an instinctual connection.
You said you didn't buy this out of the gate. Now you're defending it.
You're asking. Because I have a beard, and I could still like feel my jaw once I get really in there.
Integrative organismal biology study.
Mm-hmm. So they're scientists,
right? That's the journal.
Like, they're smarter than we are.
Theoretically.
And yeah, and then their topic. Useless probably in the rest of the world. But I mean in that topic. They might know.
They did do like research.
Like punch people in the face.
They found that fully furred, they called them, samples were capable of absorbing more energy than plucked and sheared samples.
So a beard does help you take a punch.
I guess. I very minutely though.
Yeah, like how big a beard?
Great test.
They didn't actually hit people. See, this is...
Oh.
What did they hit?
They employed an epoxy composite skull covered in several styles of sheepskin, plucked, trimmed, and full-on mutton chops.
Good Lord. What's the text,
and
James?
Then they dropped a weight on the chin and measured the force.
The load. Force that it took.
Yeah.
Did they say what era in the study, what era of humans? Because I think we're thinking too far back because we got a great text.
They found that peak force was 16% greater and total energy absorbed was 37% greater in the furred compared to the plucked samples.
So if you're going to drop a bowling ball on a skull, if it has a beard, it's better.
I guess.
Slightly better.
Yeah.
What would they have shaved with was the question.
Oh, back in the day.
Rocks.
Yeah. No, they wouldn't have shaved at all.
Yeah,
they would have just let it grow.
No, they're saying you grew it because to take the punches.
Yeah.
Like we didn't have beards. Like monkeys don't really have beards. They just have fur everywhere.
I wish I had fur.
You kind of do.
Yeah, so you're pretty close.
It's patchy.
Yeah, it's still.
Especially more on one ass cheek than the other two.
Well, we know
it's embarrassing.
Okay. How did we get to your ass cheek and talk about beards? That's my question. What is topic?
It's the Biggs and Barr Show on 106.1 Shea.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
What are you looking forward to most when this COVID-19 is over?
Not talking about it, I guess.
Yep.
It's sort of... For the most part, we try not to let it monopolize everything on the show, but it's tough.
Not lining up outside of stores would be sweet. When I just didn't need one small thing.
It's going to be a while.
Depends on the store.
I'll say when it's over.
Like totally everything done.
Yeah, okay. Going to a movie, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind sitting down at a restaurant.
Yeah. Did YouTube B&B ever sell your teas, the personal ones? No.
Oh, the Shea Stafe ones? No, because they charge too much for them. Who would pay $500 for a sweaty t-shirt?
Yeah, we kind of knew it wasn't going to. It gave us something to talk about. Jamie sold his, though.
So $100.
He's pretty pumped.
Mm-hmm. Lots of people sending pictures of themselves wearing their Shea Stafe t-shirt, like putting them on the Facebook tweeting or Instagram or whatever. And you're all looking pretty good. Yeah. Shea and Stafe.
That's a bold statement.
What am I going to say?
I mean, the shirts look good.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I should have said that then. Some of you look good, and the shirts, they all look good. Yeah.
I recently moved to Nova Scotia, kept my trailer in Ontario as a summer getaway place. Should I sell it?
That's a long way.
A summer getaway.
I like Nova Scotia. I would rather get away to Nova Scotia. Why don't you just find a nice place there?
Park your trailer there.
Beautiful beaches.
Yeah.
Like in the summertime in Nova Scotia, you could be on a beach. It's like Caribbean. It's awesome.
Buffets.
Oh, buffets.
It's just a text. I guess.
Unless they're talking about Jimmy Buffett.
I don't know.
Or that's what they would miss.
Maybe. Buffets? Buffets. They do miss?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. You know what? Buffets always a great idea.
Yeah, you want to play the song about buffets?
Yeah, we got a song about buffets.
Sure. Let me grab it here.
Like, buffets are a great idea at the start because you're really hungry.
Yeah.
But afterwards.
I always feel sick
after. No buffets. COVID-19's taken them away.
Oh, my God.
Now what's left are stacks of empty trays. Oh, I will grieve for no buffets.
That's enough. That's enough.
I recorded that last night.
Did pretty you? Good, pretty in good. Your, in your home studio there?
Yeah, yeah.
Good job. Pros and cons of dating a coworker. What are your thoughts? I think more cons.
Yeah, probably. I knew a guy dated several coworkers, and it was always awkward in the hallways.
Yeah,
like after?
Afterwards, yeah.
Sure. You see too much of each other.
Or when those people got together, some of them worked in the same department.
Ah.
And it was like, hey,
little hate squad going
that's
on.
That's gotta be weird.
Yeah. Just makes everything uncomfortable if it doesn't work out.
It was fun for me because I can make jokes to them all the time.
Yeah.
Like, which one are you going after next? no thing.
Depends how you behave, too, right?
Which one haven't you done? You know, that sort of stuff.
I married a coworker.
You did, yeah.
That's true, you did. Yeah.
But you guys weren't coworkers long.
No.
Yeah. She couldn't cut it in this biz.
Or didn't want to.
Is cayenne one or two syllables? Is that cayenne?
Yeah.
Is that
what cayenne peppers?
Yeah, it's two.
Two.
Cayenne. Oh, because Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you say it different.
Yeah, those are two different words. Yeah. They're both two syllables, but they're two different.
Brian's one syllable.
It's not.
It isn't.
It is. It has evolved into a one syllable word. We've gone
Brian
over this.
Is one syllable.
No, Brian
like
is two.
Like if you would brine some meat.
You don't. Well, we're not getting in this fight again. We've gotten
no,
it many
no.
times.
There's no fight. It up. There's no fight because you're wrong.
I read the question about cayenne, which is very different than Brian. It's, see how you still, say it? You even say it different.
Well, you don't usually call you a Brian.
Exactly. So it's a still, one syllable.
But Brian. Even when you're saying it,
Brian.
It's two.
Brian.
You're going up and down. Up and
two?
Down.
Brian.
Up down.
Up down.
Up down.
Brian.
Yeah.
Yep. Still two.
Stop clapping over top of where the syllable changes.
Brian. It's one syllable.
For literally almost a decade, you have said this.
Because I'm not going to let you guys pressure me into the stupid zone.
We don't even get mad anymore.
I'm over here in Smart Town.
Because
it's more sad.
And you guys are out in the stupid zone.
Everyone can hear it. And they know you're saying two syllables.
I'm trying to bring you over here to Smart Town.
Yeah.
Come grab a seat at the Smart Buffet in Smart Town. Delicious.
No, there's no buffets.
Sit with my friend, Brian.
There's no buffets.
You remember I sang a song about it?
About what? Oh, buffets, right.
Yeah.
Your voice is lovely in this, by the way.
No buffets. COVID-19's taken them away. Now what's left are stacks of empty trays. Oh, I will grieve for no buffets.
Yeah.
Buffet, two syllables.
Yes, buffet is two syllables.
Yeah,
it
sure is.
Yeah, we can agree on that.
Okay.
Okay, that's it for another edition of...
It's an answer question.
Hey, it's time to play a little Towns Around Town.
Yeah, give us a call, 613-750-1061.
Why do you laugh so hard?
We'll give you some hints as we go along. You just we've picked a town in the general listening area of Shay 106, and we will...
Town Around Town.
Yeah, you got to guess it.
There's lots of towns.
Yeah.
So get guessing.
Yeah, get a guessing.
613-750-1061. You want to give a little hint first?
It's on the... it's not east.
No. Okay. It's not
sure.
East.
It's not east.
So
it
or north.
The core. Of the core of Ottawa, yes. It is not east.
Right.
Or north.
No, not really, no.
Not even close.
Oh, no, I don't think anyone would call this north.
No, you wouldn't call it north. But
no,
I mean, if you
it's
look...
It's not north of the core.
Right. Yeah, we're giving way too much away. It's just not east. Can we just say it's not east?
It's not east.
All right.
Is it south?
What? Just one hint. I thought we were just
all
doing
right.
One hint.
One hint.
Towns
then.
Around town.
Let's take a call.
Hi, good morning.
Ah, you son of a bitch.
Here we go.
Hi, good morning.
Oh,
you son of a bitch. Hi, good morning.
Oh, my God.
Play the thing. Play the thing. Gotta remind folk. Yeah.
Gotta do it.
If you don't know how to use the phone, please don't call us.
Okay, let's see.
Hi, good morning.
Hello, Arbor?
Iron Prior. No, it is not Iron
Prior. Not Iron Prior.
Would you say our top guest of Towns Around Town is Iron Prior? It's up
probably,
there.
Probably, yeah.
You say our top guest
hi, good morning.
Is it Pembroke?
Pembroke.
Not
no.
Pembroke. No. No,
it ain't
sorry.
Pembroke. Sorry. Yeah. It's not a town around town we're thinking about. Hey, good morning.
Is it Iron Prior?
Is it Iron Prior?
You know, we were thinking it might be Iron Prior, but it's not.
It's not.
But,
nah.
All right. Sorry, man. We have another hint for them?
Sure. Oh, you want me to do okay. It's not south.
Well, it is kind of.
You're just directional.
Slightly so.
You give directional hints today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the problem with this town is if you. That's
there's,
tough.
There's some obvious ones.
Because then, do you want me to give the.
No, there's the weirdo one? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The weird one?
The weird one will probably give it away.
Yeah, I might give it away.
There's like a lake there.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
There's water. Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, is it Mississippi Mills?
Is it Mississippi Mills?
No, it is not. No, sorry, Robert.
No, I thought you were just going to say Mississippi first. Then I was going to say, that's a hike. Boy, that ain't really a town around town. That's a town way out of town. That ain't the same thing. But, hey, good morning. What town around town?
Manatee.
Manatee.
No. Oh, not Manatee, no.
Manatee's got rivers more than a lake, right? Hi, good morning, town around town.
Is it Calabogie?
Is it Calabogie? No. Yes, it is. Why did you wreck it?
Well, he guessed right. He won.
I know.
He made it right.
Congratulations. Yeah. You got you're in our draw for a secret sack, which we still don't know what it is because our management is basically on vacation. And
they say they're doing conference
calls.
Please,
he sends me pictures of his belly almost daily.
He sent me that one too.
Yeah.
Weird. Anyway, what's your name?
Sorry, yeah.
Tyler.
All right, Tyler. So you're in the draw for that, and also you're on our wall champions, okay?
Perfect.
So I guess Calabogie or Bogie is the only place that's got water?
No, it's very, it's west, and we've basically narrowed down. It was not north, east, or south.
Right.
It's got and people like it. You know, it's a fun place to visit.
It is. It's golf there. It's a beautiful ski hill. There's a huge beach resort there. Yeah. Yeah. If you go up over, there's some trail, really nice trails up along the top of the mountain.
Beautiful spot.
And if you go over the ski hill, like you turn left and go up and down, there's a housing development back there where they're building all these waterfront, like, you know, where there's a lot of rock along the water.
Sure. Yeah,
absolutely stunning homes there. I mean, I can't afford one, but one of the three of us,
we see together.
Sell our homes.
We see enough of each
and move
other.
All our families into a beautiful home on the water in Calabogie.
No.
The one hint we had that we didn't get to use was a bad golf score in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Calabogie.
It was a bogey, right?
Gotcha.
But we didn't get to use it.
No, because Tyler was too quick. Yeah. He guessed it.
He's fast at Tyler, right?
Yeah.
Fast Ty. You think that's what they call him? Think that's what buddies call him? Hey, you want to go to Calabogie? Fast Ty, let's go.
They probably don't.
Hey, Fast Ty, we heading out to the bogey? Yeah. Think that conversation happens?
Let's ask him.
Hey.
Hey, your friends call you Fast Ty?
No.
Yeah. Not
there
you go. All right. Way to wreck
that,
too.
Yeah.
It's a wrecker.
It's
wreck tie. You know, you just don't care.
You're feeling the good vibes.
Woo!
Chris got a shirt on that says good vibes on it today.
He's living by his clothes.
Trying to put those out.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
And the Ontario government now recommending, keyword there, recommending, we all wear masks or face coverings when we go out. Before, they were just suggesting that we wear them. Now, recommending.
Now, recommending.
So, that makes some people real mad
when
you tell them to do it.
Because I think a lot of people have been asking since day one.
Right.
Whether they should wear a mask. And they're like, nah. And now they're recommending it. Now, I think there was a strategy involved because people were grabbing up all the...
the
hospital
masks.
Grade masks,
yeah.
And they didn't want that to happen, so that's why they maybe weren't give you a hard, do what you want, but you don't really need it.
Now, as the collective goes, you know, people are sometimes irrational. You know what I mean? As big groups,
the masses are asses, yeah.
And so, I understand how people are upset or why it's become the big thing, because it literally was from the beginning. Remember the steps that we've gone through.
Yeah.
No, they're not going to work. A month later, saying, they might work because they're not good. To now, you should probably wear one. You know what I mean? You understand why some people would be us in here.
It is
whatever.
It's new.
They don't know anything.
It's a learning process, right?
Yep.
It's like a new disease. It's like you learn anything new. You discover things along the way.
Yeah.
Right?
Opinion.
Probably the first time you cooked a steak, you didn't do it perfectly. Right?
I remember. Yeah. I threw a frozen one on, or a frozen chicken breast.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this looks done. Cut open.
No.
Raw on the inside.
Yeah, right?
Oh, well, there goes that piece.
So you learn as you go along.
I remember.
Yeah.
Another
thing, interesting thing about this whole thing is that Bane masks have surged in sales.
Like from Batman?
Yeah. Do you remember Bane?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
But isn't it just like an open grill kind of thing?
It looks like the movie Alien. Remember the Alien? It looks like all its legs like wrapped around, but then it's got a strap up the middle and up the around both sides.
So people are wearing...
People are buying them like crazy to
I see.
You know, yeah.
No one cared who I was till I put on the mask.
Very true. And do they work? Like
no, they do zero anything for a crime. I mean, they might catch some of your spittle.
Right.
As you're talking.
If you did have one and you lined it with like some cloth or something like that, it would probably work, right? Like my wife's a quilter, so she made masks for like our family.
Right.
And they're quite comfortable.
Do they make you talk cool, though?
Like, we both know that they have to kill you now.
Yeah, that's exactly what I talk like when I put it on.
What a off topic here, but what a great villain ruined by a stupid voice.
Yeah, because that's all
the
people talk
about.
Yeah, a great actor doing a great villain, and now all this is the fire rises.
Oh, the fire rises.
That's all people talk about. But hey, walking around, that'd be pretty startling, though.
Sure.
If you walked into a store and saw a bunch of people with Bane masks. Yeah,
dude, why are you wearing that?
It stops me from speaking wisely.
Yeah, exactly.
No spittle in here. Just running down my chin now. Admirable, but mistaken.
What a terrible... What acting coach? Like, what guy? Like, if I was a director, I'd be like, what are you doing, Tom? What are you?
Oh, it's just the voice I have for this character.
Yeah. A little cross between Jimmy Stewart and, I don't know, Tony the Tiger.
Yeah. Tony the Tiger.
They're great. Mr. Potter, they're great. Let's not stand on ceremony here.
Like, what was happening on that set? Anyways.
Yeah. Wear your mask.
Wear your mask.
If you want to. It's recommended.
And do your Bane voice everywhere you go, too. Yeah. It's great. Me and Jamie do it online, and we laugh.
Yeah, and laugh.
And laugh.
Yeah.
One of the characters I use in Warzone looks like Bane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So every time I surprise them and pop into the group with the character, we all talk like this for the rest of the night. That's ridiculous. It's childish, Jason.
Yeah.
I'm 44 years old.
Yeah.
44.
You do a lot of childish things, though. 44. Keeps you young.
Young and hard, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Good vibes, guys.
Yeah, you're feeling the good vibes good today. Vibes. The shirt says so.
Yeah. The shirt says. Gotta do what the shirt says, right?
Yep.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show on 106.1 Shay.
Fire!
Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Hey, yo, text us 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Do what that annoying song says. Text us your questions. And we'll answer them.
What's the best kind of beer? We've said it for years. Cold.
And free.
Free. Yeah.
Yeah. It should just be like, we just get a shirt that says cold and free.
Yeah.
Wear that around. That's actually a really good shirt because it's fitting to everything. Canadians.
So yeah, true north, cold and free.
Yeah, true north, cold and free. True beer, fruit, true and free.
Not cold today, though.
Yeah, no, not really. Have you guys have any COVID-related dreams?
No,
Shay
I have
Stafe.
Not. Have you had COVID-related dreams?
No.
I haven't.
No.
I only remember like one dream every 2 years. So I don't know. I might have. I just don't remember them usually. I had one with Jamie the other day, and I was like, I have to tell Jamie, and now it's gone.
You can't remember anything about it?
He was a total a-hole, and I remember that much. I was really mad at you.
Must have been a dream.
You were being a selfish something, or I think
that was on the show.
Oh, it's just every. Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, no, it was extreme. Like, our friendship was over. Our friendship was over angry. Like,
oh,
I was
wow.
Mad, yeah.
Do loud noises bother you?
Depends what the...
Like sudden?
Depends what the loud noise is. Generally, no.
If they're repetitive, yes.
Yeah.
I'm more annoyed by repetitive noises than loud noises. Like yesterday, we talked about our dogs licking their paws.
Yeah.
That noise makes me want to throw the dog into the river, but of course I wouldn't.
I
love my puppies, but
noises are weird with me because, like, if I hear a dog in the neighborhood, it could be one of mine, just randomly barking, like not angry at anything, but just like every once in a while, but not in a pattern. Like, yeah, that bugs the hell out of me. But there's a kid or two kids that shoot hockey pucks off of one of those, you know, shooting sheets in the net. And they did it for like 4 hours on the weekend.
Didn't bother me at all.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of enjoyed it. It was weird.
Yeah.
But the dog, I'm like, shut up!
And then you think it's over?
Yeah.
Oh, it's done.
Burk, damn
it! That's weird. The hockey pucks didn't bother me at all.
If you could change one event in your life, what would it be?
Being born.
Besides the obvious.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
I don't know.
COVID. I guess
more recently, I don't like
I don't know when I grounded out to this second baseman Ontario baseball championships.
If you weren't radio personalities, what would you do for work? What are your dream jobs?
Those are two different things.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be doing my dream job if I was.
I do anything for work in order to pay my bills. But if I
anything,
I like if I had to choose, yeah, anything.
OK, Okay.
Anything.
If you had to choose, go finish.
I would like to run a small bar on a beach in a very remote Caribbean island.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
That'd be great.
That'd be a great job.
Yeah. I don't want to cook food or anything. It's just like bags of chips and stuff.
Okay. Just chips and booze. Yeah. That's what you call it, chips and booze.
Yeah, chips and booze.
Yeah. James, you'd obviously be an NHL player.
Yeah. Or an astronaut. But
yeah, they're very
similar.
You're
still hanging on to the astronaut thing.
Eh? I want to feel the feeling of space. I want to feel the nothing of space.
Well, you'll die. It's cold and
thanks,
to actually
Chris.
Feel space,
I mean,
space,
like
you'll die.
In like a controlled environment.
There's no oxygen and it's very cold. I hear it's cold.
I've heard it's cold as well.
Yeah. Did you ever end up trying frozen chips?
Yeah, I've tried them. I don't really like them. I like room temperature chips. Like potato chips?
Yeah.
If they're fine. I don't like them too warm, but like just a regular temperature.
Yeah, room temperature's fine.
Like I don't like when if you've ever been to like an outdoor barbecue and someone has chips on the table and they get like all weird and greasy.
Yeah.
What's the cutest and ugliest baby animal you can think of?
Oh, humans very ugly, generally when they're first born.
That is
but
accurate.
Like any sort of non-human creature is usually pretty cute when it's born. You know, any type of monkey, a kitten, a puppy, stuff like that.
Like right when it's born?
No, not right when it's born.
Yeah.
Elephant?
Yeah, elephants are cute when they're born.
Pretty dumb looking though. I love elephants.
Yeah, the baby ones, their eyes are too big. They got to grow into their eyeballs.
Right.
You want to find some liars?
Yeah.
Go on any of your friends' Facebook or Instagram posts where people post pictures of their brand newborn baby.
Oh, yeah.
And anyone who says, gorgeous.
No.
Remember their name. They're a liar. Don't trust them with anything.
That's true. You're right.
They're just trying to be nice.
I understand, but they're lying.
You don't have to say gorgeous. You could say congratulations.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're in for a life full of pain and expense. And some joy.
Yeah. Congrats. Post another picture in 3 months when it looks like a human.
Yeah. When it can see across the room.
Yeah. Oh, well. People are ugly.
It's true.
Yeah, I mean, really.
Animals way better.
Yeah.
Way cuter.
Why? Why didn't we all just, well, Jamie still has hope. Just have animals.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
F making more people. That's it for another edition of
It's an Answered Question Time.
Time now for Auto
What?
Auto
What?
Auto
What?
Auto
What?
Auto What?
It's Auto What? 5 trivia questions in 30 seconds. You got to get them all right. You can pass and come back, but we don't tell you if they're right or wrong until the end. All right? Did that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah, it did.
Seemed a lot shorter than my normal description.
He said a couple words weird.
What do you mean weird?
He said and.
And?
Yeah. Till the end.
Put some stank on it.
Yeah, he sure did.
We didn't want to say anything because good vibes.
Yeah.
You know, your t-shirt.
I like that this shirt keeps you guys in a good zone.
Yeah, sure.
Like I believe we have Stacy on the phone.
Yes. Yeah, hi, fellas.
Hi. Are you ready?
Well, I suppose so.
Okay. We wish you the best of luck, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, Stacy, your time will begin after I read the first question.
Okay.
What U.S. state is home to King Ranch?
Geez, I'm going to say Oklahoma.
What does PhD stand for?
Doctorate of Philosophy.
What is the government now recommending people wear out in public?
Non-medical masks.
What country gifted the Statue of Liberty to the U.S.?
France.
What does the OC and OC Transpo stand for?
Ottawa Carleton.
Okay, you've answered all the questions. Let's see how you did.
Answered all the questions.
All right, Stacy. Wow. What does the OC in OC Transpo stand for? You were correct when you said Ottawa Carleton.
That's one question.
You're not going in order, so I'm scared.
That's fine.
No, I am.
We're messing with you.
Oh, yeah, that was
the
last
backwards.
One.
We're going backwards.
Let's go backwards.
Back to first.
What country gifted the Statue of Liberty to the U.S.? You said France. You were right.
It was correct, yeah.
Yeah. What is the government now recommending people wear out in public? You said non-medical face masks. You were correct.
That is correct. Yeah, that's three of the three. Mm-hmm.
What does PhD stand for? You
one.
Said Doctorate of Philosophy. You were right.
Wow. That's correct. That's
And what U.S. state is home to King Ranch? You said
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
But we know that King Ranch is...
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
It's in Texas.
Oh, darn it.
Yeah, in sorry, Stacy.
Oh, phooey.
You did phooey. So, you did so well.
Phooey. Yeah. Good effort,
well,
though.
Yeah, like 4 out of 5 was
no, that's pretty good.
No, that's
not bad.
That's yeah, no, highly that respectable, good. Yeah.
Yeah. If right. I had gotten 4 out of 5 on everything in school, I would have done a lot better.
Yeah. And yeah. We wouldn't be in radio.
No.
You'd have a philosophy degree.
Yeah. A doctorate.
Doctorate and...
Man, those weren't softballs either, Stacy.
No, she did well.
Almost.
She just fell for the old Oklahoma switch.
Yeah. Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
See, we ran out of questions for Oklahoma.
We sure did.
So now we've moved on to another state.
Yeah.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
That one's a little more laid back. I like
it. It is, yeah. I like that one. I'm on a lot.
In your face.
I gotta get. It's hard to get the clap down because it's a weird, it's not like.
Yeah.
Or.
Yeah.
It's like.
It's tough when you get the clap.
It is
I'm gonna
tough.
Get the clap, though. Yeah. I'm gonna get it.
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna nail it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get that clap.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
And somebody played a practical joke. It was on the governor of Missouri, I believe.
Mississippi.
He was reading graduation names, and somebody slipped one in there. You know, the old classic Bart Simpson prank.
Yeah. Right. It wasn't like huge ass, was it? Or huge ass?
Kinda. Close. Yeah.
All right.
Gavin Christopher Davidson, Grayson Dawes, Harry Ascrack.
If you didn't catch that, it was Harry Ascrack.
Harry Ascrack.
Yeah. A-Z-C-R-A-C.
Ascrack. Yeah, I guess that you probably wouldn't catch that if you were reading
no,
ahead.
I mean.
You're just up there to read the or whatever. You're on your Skype to read the name. You're just like, oh, God, I want to get through this.
Harry Ascrack.
Harry Ascrack.
Like whoever submitted that was just waiting.
Yeah.
And then they were like, laughing.
So proud of themselves. One of the oldest, lamest pranks in the book. Yeah.
He responded, and he was like, ha. You got me, and then he made some joke about bend over or something like that.
Good old bend over.
Good old bend over.
Yeah, yeah.
That made me think of one of the greatest, it wasn't a prank.
It was just a mess up?
A mess up at a graduation a couple years ago. I'll just play it.
Julie Jerkoff, forgive me, Kirkoff.
What was
how did that even
thinking?
How did that even happen?
I don't know.
Well,
Jay doesn't look anything like a K.
But on the keyboard, it's right next to it.
Yeah, but how would...
Yeah, but she read it and realized it was wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a typo and she knew the girl.
It was a university. It was like 1,000 students.
I don't know.
Julie Jerkoff. Forgive me, Kirkoff.
Yeah, like, how do you mess up a J and a K?
Forgive me. I love
it. It's not like an R and a P, you know what I mean? Or
I don't know.
A couple of letters that look the same.
The only explanation I have is that whoever typed it out hit the J instead of the K.
But she
and
knew the
person
girl.
Reading knew the girl.
Realized her last name isn't Jerkoff,
and
it's Kirkoff.
It would be J-I-R-K, right?
Yeah,
Which she wouldn't have processed until it came out of her mouth.
Name. Sorry, Chris. The name comes up on the screen. It's an E-R-K.
Okay, then I don't know.
Maybe she's a big kiss ass and has like been all over this professor, and the professor's assistant hates her. So when she had to type up the name, she's like, all right, jerk off.
Julie jerk off. Forgive me, Kirk off.
Like she's so insulted with herself.
Yeah.
Forgive me. I'm so sorry. I guarantee that's what happened. I think you're right, Jason. I think she knew her.
I think so.
She was always in her office being a suck ass.
Yeah, that's possible, too.
And the assistant was like, I'm the one who kisses this professor's ass.
Yeah.
We're going to graduate as Jerkoff.
Julie.
Yeah.
Julie Jerkoff. Forgive me, Kirkoff.
I think she just had something else on her brain, to be honest.
She's at a commencement. She's a professor.
You know, boring.
Way
those things
smarter.
Are.
Way exactly.
You know, boring. Those.
So what? She's thinking about what? What's she thinking about, James?
Julie Jerkoff. Forgive me, Kirkoff.
Most of the world is not as disgusting as you are.
You're immature, Jamie. Yeah. Juvenile.
Yeah.
She's a professor, a learned human.
Yeah.
Guiding the minds of tomorrow. She's not thinking about something in the
Julie
bathroom.
Jerkoff.
You and your,
forgive me, Kirkoff.
Look how it's insulted she was. Yeah. She insulted herself.
Yeah, you know what? You've insulted us.
Disgusting, childish behavior.
We'll bring up the maturity of this program with Instant Answer Question Time coming up.
Yeah.
You can text us your mature questions to 762-555.
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show on 106.1 Shea.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Have any of you had piercings or still have? I had earrings for my youth. It was cool back then.
Yeah.
I got my ear pierced several years ago, like for something to do on the show. And then right after that, I had to have my appendix taken out, just coincidentally. And I had to lay in bed for a long time, and it got, like, all infected, so I took it out.
Yeah.
And that was it.
I had double hoops in both ears.
Really?
For a while.
Wow,
yeah,
you're the coolest.
Like I was the coolest kid, man, yep. I had hair back then, so it was
Can you do it now,
Do
please?
It now, yeah.
No.
Come on.
No,
big
thanks.
Gold hoops.
And then get a bunch of massive rings to wear, too.
Wear a super tight white T-shirt.
Yeah. Like today.
It's not that tight. That's because I'm fat. It's fat. I'm fat. That's what. Were you guys fighters at some point in your life?
What does that mean?
Like
professional amateur fighters? No. Have I fought before? Yeah.
Mm.
Lots of too many times.
Yeah. I was a bouncer for a long time. And I did have one amateur boxing fight.
Yeah, you did.
For charity fight. Jamie played hockey, and so did Jason. But Jamie mostly. I've seen Jamie fight on the ice.
Mm.
It's terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
Like the look in my eyes?
Well, you snap. You lose all logic and all sort of sense. Like, I thought you'd be the calm, cool, collective one, but when you snap, you're a psycho.
Yeah.
You're a psycho. Like Jason's children. Like, you're psycho.
Yeah, my kids. I wonder where they get that from.
I was never like the
probably
heavy.
Their mother.
Their mother, for sure. Yeah.
Well you get
young.
Mad, Jason, but you're older and you know fighting hurts, so you don't rush into a fight. Your children, like, can't basically cannonball into crowds of grown men. Yeah. It's pretty terrifying.
Yeah. Honestly. It is fun. That's a good time. This is a proud moment when your kids beat people up.
No.
this isn't a question, but I'm that guy who left a mess in the Dougie line and about not liking your morning show, but you're growing on me like bad fungus. I picked up two Shea Stave shirts last week.
Oh, thanks, man.
Thanks, man. We told you we would.
Yeah.
We are fun guys.
Yeah, we are fun guys.
Mushroom.
If we've answered this question a bunch, to answer this question a few times, if animals could talk, which would be the rudest? A goose, obviously.
Yeah,
a goose.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a mannequin you thought was sexy, like unnaturally sexy?
Like, whoa, look at that.
I think a few years ago they changed the shape of mannequins because the straight stick wasn't the sexy look anymore.
Right.
Now it's all about the junk in the trunk. Okay. And there's been a few mannequins where I'm like, damn, that mannequin's got some curves, boy. Like, just more of like a shock. Like, wow.
I've definitely thought if that mannequin was translated into a human body, they would be like Instagram famous for taking like bikini pics.
Yeah. Or uncomfortable.
Ooh-wee.
Because it's not possible to have a body
look
like that.
Look at the badunk-a-dunk on that mannequin. But they don't have a head, so it's weird.
I mean, they don't talk.
Yeah, that might be.
Not such a bad thing.
Might be a better.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Can all of you whistle?
Yeah.
We're not going to because we're not your whistle monkeys, but we can do it.
When the Scorpions Winds of Change comes on,
we
get our whistle on.
I'm dating this girl, but her kid's nuts. Any advice?
Get rid of her. Tell her to kick rocks.
She's not going to pick you over her kid.
No.
Not that she should
How
either.
Old is the kid?
Yeah, what do you mean nuts?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, like two, like going through its terrible twos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like
is it young enough for you to affect its behavior, or is it already beyond?
Yeah.
Like, is it a 12-year-old that's burning convenience stores down?
And the thing is, like a kid is not like, oh, this girl's got a really annoying cat. A the cat's gonna, you know, probably gonna kick it fairly soon.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if you really like the person, you can put up with it, or you can get rid of it. You don't really just get rid of your kids unless you're Chris's birth parents, but that's different.
Yeah, they didn't like.
Yeah, but he wasn't 12.
No,
he was like 12 minutes just, old.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah, it was like straight from womb to dumpster.
Yeah. Yeah. So. No, keep that in mind.
I climbed out. I used my umbilical cord as a rappel. Uh-huh. And I, that was the noise. And then I climbed out of the dumpster and into the forest. Uh-huh. And then I lived with bears for about 15 years. Uh-huh.
15 years.
About that. And then my birth parents adopted me.
Mm-hmm. I had to speak and everything.
Parents adopted you?
No, my adopted parents adopted me. Sorry, yeah, I got that wrong. I was sitting on the side of the road painting seashells to make enough money to feed me and my bear family.
Why didn't you just eat stuff in the forest?
There's only so much salmon you can eat, Jason, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Anyways.
I think the point is kids are generally forever, so if you don't like them, maybe the woman's not worth it.
Yeah, there's more women who have kids who aren't crazy.
That's all.
Yeah. So, but I mean, if you really love her,
put up with it, I guess.
Fight the kid. I don't know what you want me to say. That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
That's it for another edition of the Biggs and Bar Show. We thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget our podcast. You can listen to every single day on Spotify, iTunes, Frequency Podcast Network, or Shea.
The website, 1061shea.ca.
Yeah. It's our show in its entirety with the music cut out. And follow us on social. We never plug that, eh? We never really do.
Yeah, you can.
We all do Instagram. We all do Facebook. Find us. Follow us. Chris Biggs, Jason Barr. The P. Jamie.
The P. Jamie.
The P. Shay.
Biggs and Barr Show.
Yeah. Lots of ways. You guys want to put up some exclusive content today to tease people?
If I think about it, sure.
All right, fine.
Been seeing lots of snakes around the place. I like it. Those are little garter snakes.
Yeah.
They're chill.
You should do just a solo Instagram channel where you wrap snakes around things. Because, you know, they automatically, when you grab them by the back of the neck, they do the wrap.
It's
a snake around a carrot.
They don't really like
being picked up. Channel. I know they don't like being picked up. You just got to get them by the back of the neck.
Yeah.
Grab them. Don't hurt them.
No, I don't hurt them.
Look, it's a snake around a green pepper.
I moved one yesterday because I was going to cut the lawn. And it was too scared to move. And I didn't want to, wrap it up in the lawnmower blade.
Did you pick it up with a stick and whip it?
No, I just picked it up, like you said, behind the head. And I said, hey, little buddy. And then I put him in the forest.
When I was a child, I was like 9, I grabbed a snake by behind the neck. And it did the little thing where it wraps around it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I panicked like a demon was going to eat my arm. Yeah. Because I couldn't let go. Because it would have been like so mad at me.
Yeah, it
would
have bit you.
Yeah. I don't remember how I got it off. That's how panicked I was. I think I just flung my arm around.
Probably. Yeah. He was probably just saying hi. And he was like, oh, this guy's a weirdo.
Yeah. Psycho. Anyways, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Biggs.
Hiya!
Bar.
Woo!
Pasty.
Woo!
The Biggs and Bar Show with Pasty Jimmy.
On 106.1 Share.